Grace, greeting, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 8th of August. It's good you're with me today as I'm journeying through different stories from the Old Testament and looking at New Covenant principles, New Covenant practical analysis, New Covenant lens, however you want to say it. What I'm really doing is just trying to share with you a little bit about how I see these stories through a Jesus lens. I think personally, I think it's important to put the Jesus lens on when you read the Old Testament, because without the Jesus lens, you're left with the stories simply as they are perceived by man. And you could even make the argument, and there's good scholarship to make this argument, that the Old Testament is a version of you and how you see God. And then when you meet Jesus, it'll change both how you see the Old Testament and how you see God. And so for years now, I've had to re-examine the Old Testament stories through a New Testament lens and to see them not only as instruction or not only as, and certainly not as some sort of blow-by-blow account of happenings, but rather as deeper stories of heavenly meanings and truths that I can bring with me. Now, I'm not doing it in any certain order. Sometimes I just relay to you a story I have read recently in my own studies, because I read through the Old Testament as well. Sometimes they're just stories I've had that I've wrestled with and done sermons on, and other things are new, and so we're just on this adventure together. Today, I want to take you back to 1 Samuel. We've talked a little bit about the two wives, Hannah and Peninnah, of Elkanah, the father of Samuel, the titular character of 1 and 2 Samuel. In chapter 2, after Hannah's prayer, we are introduced, because Hannah gives her son Samuel over to the priesthood. He's raised in the temple before Eli. Eli's the high priest. Well, then we're introduced to Eli's two sons, and being his sons, they're priests working the altar. And without too much background, just know that when an Israelite brought an offering before the Lord, the priest would assist them in the slaughter process, and the hand would be placed upon the animal, which was a metaphoric transference of sin onto the animal. The animal would then have its throat slit, it would be quartered, it would be gutted. The waste would be taken out and burned, but the meat would be placed upon the altar. And once it was done, you didn't take the sacrifice back home with you. You were giving that to the Lord. Well, what happened to the meat? That's how the tribe of Levi functioned, is they received all that was offered to the Lord after it had been offered to the Lord. Eli has two sons in the priesthood named Hophni and Phinehas. And Hophni and Phinehas, according to 1 Samuel 2:12, were corrupt and did not know the Lord. And so what Hophni and Phinehas were doing is when people would bring in their sacrifice, would bring in their offering before the Lord, Hophni and Phinehas would grab the meat before it was done being offered, and people were arguing with them saying, "Hey, I think you're supposed to let that finish." And they would, by force, the scripture says in verse 16, they would take the meat by force. And verse 17 says that the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord because men abhorred the offering of the Lord, which got me to thinking, because of what Hophni and Phinehas were doing, people began to despise going into the tabernacle and offering up a sacrifice. And that caused men to despise the system of sacrifice, therefore despise the whole system the Lord had ordained. And the inevitability, the dominoes that fall, is that men begin to despise the Lord. And it got me to thinking about what I've seen happen in Christianity. And that is, whenever people are made to feel distant from God, the inevitable dominoes that fall is that they begin to dislike the people, then they begin to dislike the church, then they begin to dislike God. And I said this in a recent sermon. Actually, it's the sermon that will air tomorrow, come to think of it. A message I just that I just recorded as I'm recording this podcast. This is the sermon that will air on all of our platforms tomorrow called The Love of a Good Neighbor. And it's a message that deals with our treatment of our neighbor and the love that we're supposed to have for them. And I make the statement in it, and I'll let that sermon speak for itself. So just real brief, that I'm not sure that the world's been turned off quite as much by our bad theology as we proclaim, as much as I think they've been turned off by our bad actions of righteousness and by not loving our neighbor. And I think that's on display in the Hophni and Phinehas story, because I think that when people saw the abrasiveness of the priesthood and people were robbed of the finality of their sacrifice, they began to despise it. This is what's interesting as well. Hophni and Phinehas, their names in the Hebrew, Hophni means pugilist. A pugilist is a fighter. That's a boxer. And Phinehas means brass mouth, mouth of brass, brazen tongue. So you have one brother who's a fighter and the other brother who's a good debater, good arguer, and they are the representation of the priesthood. And I think here's a new covenant principle that's being presented to you through this story is this. Watch out whenever the gospel presentation is given to you by a fighter and a brazen tongue. When people are in a spirit of confrontation and violence, and they speak with a violent tongue, and they speak with anger, and they're ready for a fight, the end result is usually that people begin to despise the gospel. And I've seen a lot of pugilistic preaching. I came up and I was a pugilistic preacher, just a sort of a cocky young man who thought you were supposed to be brassy and bold all the time. I would have taken, if someone said he's brazen, I would have taken that as a compliment. And yet, Phinehas is brazen, and there's no compliment given to him in Scripture. We do not want to be pugilist brazen. We don't want to be fighting and mouths of brass. It turns people off from the gospel. The opposite is not a softie and a pushover. The opposite might be a peacemaker who speaks comfort rather than a fighter who speaks brass. And so the story of Hophni and Phinehas should be heeded today. Watch out where the gospel is presented with a fist and with rough words, because you might be dealing with corrupt priesthood. In Christ, you never have to worry about a fighter with a mouth of brass. Christ says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest." Thank God for that rest we find in Jesus. I hope you've enjoyed this journey. I do want to encourage you, check out the message tomorrow that airs on all of our platforms, audio and video. If you're not a subscriber to our YouTube page, go to YouTube and subscribe to PWM. The message tomorrow is The Love of a Good Neighbor. I'm very excited about it. I think you're going to enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.